Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, July the 25th, 2011. I'm working on the pep letter for this Thursday, and I thought I would give you a little preview. First of all, I've been teaching quite a bit on the topic of prayer lately, and there is a lot of information about prayer in the Bible. You know, many times people put limits on God, and as a result, they just don't receive what they could receive from Him. So just how do you limit God? Well, first, by not accepting and believing that He is able and willing to do what He said that He would do. You know, we have free will. We can believe whatever we want to believe. But if we refuse to accept what God says in the Bible that He is able and willing to do for us, then we limit Him doing it for us because we don't believe. The promises of God become ours as we trust and believe God. Another way of limiting God, and this is kind of common today, is by telling Him exactly what He needs to do and how He needs to do it. You know, some people don't even realize how irreverent they are. God, you just got to do this right now, and this is how you need to do it. Or, God, I need you to give me this amount of money by this time tonight, and oh my goodness. Now, I know that we're supposed to be specific in our prayers and that we certainly speak freely to Him, holding nothing back, pouring our hearts out, but we don't give orders to the Almighty. That's a little irreverent, don't you think? Now, if we really believe that He can and will help us, then we need to do our part, which is to ask and believe. Then let Him do His part, which is to provide however He sees fit to do it. You know, too many times people put God in a box and tell Him exactly how and when He needs to do something. The Bible says, let your requests be made known unto Him. It doesn't say anything about telling God how He's supposed to do it. We need to remember that God has unlimited resources. He has ideas and ways of answering our prayers that we've never even dreamed of. It really is a trust thing. We accept what He has said in the Bible. When we believe God, we trust Him. We are relying on Him to help and to take care of things. And I'll tell you something, He's pretty good at it. He's been doing it for a long, long time for those who trust and believe Him. So remember, God is unlimited in His resources to help you. Ask Him for help and ask reverently, acknowledging who He is. Don't put any limits on Him. Just trust Him and believe Him, and then expect to receive His abundance. Well, that's just a little bit of a preview for this week's pep letter. I'm still working on it, so that's all I'm going to say for right now. And by the way, if you want to, you can subscribe. It's free, the pep letter. There's some information in the right column. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, you can type it in down below. Love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site or check to see if I posted something new, because as a subscriber, and it's free, you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And by the way, if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.